Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and while I don't drink Joe, I do like something to point to. It's an art. Take fathers and sons, or husbands and wives, or cleaning women, or even the Masons. They're not just a housewife all the livelong day. They're all loving Al or doing millwork. If I could have been a brother trucker, oh, nobody tells me how. As I always say, un mejor dia vendra. Joining us today are the usual Treasure Island trio who loves a night skate, including Kevin, neat to be a newsboy, Jaeger.
I have no idea which musical this is.
No.
Kimberly, our working game master and unofficial babysitter.
Oh, it's working.
I went with working because built for the stage. You got to work. And with us today is the man behind Built for the Stage program. And the Built for the Stage podcast on BPN. Let's give a big Broadway-sed welcome to friend of the show.
Joe Roscoe. Y'all ready for this?
Welcome, Joe.
Thanks, guys. So good to be here.
We threw you a bone. That's a visual joke for all of you listening. But thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate you being here. You know, we've spoken a lot about Built for the Stage. If any of you listen to the Built for the Stage podcast, you've heard Kimberly and Kevin both on it. So we're really happy to have you on Broad Wasted. But before we even get started for anything, what are you drinking?
What
are we drinking?
Oh, come on, Kim. Give me the last note.
Never.
Every time.
Leave them wanting more.
Favorite parts of the whole podcast is the impromptu harmonizing.
Yeah.
I'm drinking.
What are you drinking? Oh, Hamilton Cup. Nice.
Yeah. You know, just got to pretend like I'm at the show right now.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Bullet Bourbon on the rocks.
Ooh.
Yes.
Just keeping it classy, you know?
Nice.
Nice. I have a red wine. I have Merlot.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, a break from the Riojas.
Yeah, I took a little break.
You have like an intimate knowledge of Kevin's wine selection.
You're not drinking the man version of canned wine?
Mm-mm.
Never do that.
I bought some canned wine at the store today just to like, I don't know, I'm home.
Someone I follow on Instagram who I haven't like talked to in person in forever. So I didn't respond, but she posted that she got a case of man cans for quarantine.
Whoa.
In her like story post about it, she was like, slowly reminding myself these are half a bottle of wine per can.
Yeah.
I just respond and be like, please keep reminding yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, like memento, tattoo it on your chest.
It's more than you think. It's more than you think.
Yeah.
I have a gin and tonic with some fresh squeezed grapefruit juice.
Oh, nice.
But I can't pay attention because there's a dog now.
Yeah, who's that puppy?
This is Pepper. I was pouring I was holding the bone earlier because I didn't want her audibly chewing on the episode.
That's okay. I'm sure Ted is going to bark at some point during this if he hasn't already. And I am drinking. I'm actually drinking. I made my own black and blue. So Blue Moon and then Guinness on top. So I'm down towards the bottom. So it's more mixed. But
did you do the spoon thing?
Yes, I did do the spoon. It was very exciting.
Why didn't you gram it?
Oh, I should have, because I spilled a lot, so I'll do it better next time. Well, there's Ted. But thank you so much for joining us, Joe. Something I want to bring back for a little bit is I'm going to bring back rapid-fire questions for you. So we're going to start with that. But before we do that, Kevin, why don't you ask a question while I see what's happening with my dog?
Okay. So, Joe, why don't you, first off, by just start with telling us what Built for the Stage is for people who haven't followed all my Instagram posts or heard us talk about it.
Never seen Kevin shirtless.
Yeah. Built for the Stage is an online training platform where I coach actors to train like athletes. So I'm a huge advocate of actors or athletes. And if your body is truly your instrument, you need to train like an athlete and not just, you know, do your random make you feel good sweat workout, you know, sporadically. I'm all for it. There's a time and a place, but I really equip actors with the ability of following a plan with a thought out progression and something that will efficiently get them to the goals that they're striving for on and off the stage.
Awesome.
Oh, Brian, what a great answer, Brian said, because he listens to the whole thing, not giving his dog a bully stick. No, but what we want to do, after you've talked a little bit about Built for the Stage, we're going to do rapid fire questions with you. And we're calling this a version of it, Meet the Trainer.
Ooh.
So we're not going to comment on any of these. I want to go through these rapid fire. Honestly, just like first thing that pops to your head. Some of these are which one, some of these are just like open-ended. We'll go through them and dissect your answers afterwards. But first, I want to see just what pops into your head as soon as you hear the prompt. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
All right. Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Favorite taco type?
Soft.
Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Like a soft taco. Soft taco. Is that right? Soft.
Yeah, that's right.
Beatles, Rolling Stones. Beatles.
Okay. Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
NSYNC.
Wow. Favorite Spice Girl?
Sporty.
Sondheim or Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Sondheim.
Favorite exercise?
Thruster.
Best song for lifting?
Depending on the mood, but we'll say Welcome to the Jungle or anything Pentatonix.
Best song for running?
There's a song called Running. It's like a techno version, and I can't tell you who sings it, but that's what it's called. It's actually called Running.
Cool. Best song for stretching pre-workout?
Pre-workout. Oh, pre-workout stretch before. I'm going to go with Frank Sinatra, New York, New York.
Ooh. Best song for stretching post-workout? You knew it was coming.
John Mayer, Daughters.
Oh, these are great. MLB or
Spotify playlist.
Yeah, exactly. MLB or NFL?
NFL.
NBA or NHL?
NBA.
NFL or NBA?
NFL.
Okay. Powerade or Gatorade?
Powerade or Gatorade. Neither. Neither. neither.
Favorite TV show, comedy?
Comedy. Ooh. Oh, sorry. I only watch Netflix now and they're never TV shows.
That works. That's great.
I'm like shaking right now. I don't know what to say.
So next one is drama. We can skip to drama.
Okay, drama. I've been binge watching Money Heist. It's like a Netflix that the English is dubbed over Spanish.
Okay.
Awesome. Oh, I see the preview.
Favorite movie comedy.
Favorite movie comedy. Oh, I'm so not comedic for some reason.
You don't have to be funny. Only the movie has to be funny.
Favorite comedic skip. Pass.
Favorite movie action.
Action Rocky IV.
Okay. Favorite movie drama.
The Pursuit of Happiness. That's one of them.
All right. Favorite musical.
Light in the Piazza.
Oh, you come to the right place, my friend. Favorite city outside of New York.
Favorite city outside. Probably Charleston, South Carolina.
Ooh, nice. Favorite state outside of New York State.
I'll have to say South Carolina again because I also have roots in Myrtle Beach.
Cool. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Dark.
Biggest pet peeve?
Ooh, probably just like not, just selfishness, like being ignorant to other people. Just like if you're not courteous, mm-hmm. I know it makes me mad.
Cool. What's your spirit animal? Or you can hear this as what's your Patronus?
My spirit animal, I would say, is...
He does train Harry Potter, so Patronus would work.
Yeah. I'll say my spirit animal's a dog, and I can explain later.
Sure. Describe yourself when you moved to New York City for the first time in three words.
Three words. Naive. ready at the same time. Naive, ready, and passionate.
Cool. And finally, the best piece of advice you've ever received.
Oh, ever. I would say you are where you are.
Oh, that's great.
And, you know, I can elaborate that.
Yeah, let's go back to the top and talk. You did a great job.
Yeah.
There was nothing to be worried about. You killed it.
Those comedy ones really tripped me up.
all right, so you're a pizza guy.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
You could say pizza or anything else in the world, and I would have said pizza. I love pizza.
Built for the stage or pizza?
Oh man. For eternity, maybe pizza. I don't know.
So you're a pepperoni man, and you like soft tacos. We approve here at Broadway.
Yeah.
So we're soft taco people. And would I agree? Did I categorize that correctly?
I learned how to make flour tortillas during quarantine, so I'm all about a soft taco.
Beautiful.
Cool.
And okay, so you're a Beatles man.
Yeah, I prefer the Beatles over. I'm more so less of a Rolling Stone man.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of either. Not that I have anything against them, but I guess I prefer Beatles over Rolling Stone. Yeah,
sure. And NSYNC, interesting.
Man,
you were that was your most definitive choice.
Yes. Are you like replaying this on a screen? Like you're so good at remembering all this. Jeez.
I mean, this was an either or, so I'm 50% accurate.
Come on, let me give you some credit over there. The NSYNC performance during the Good Morning, what is it, Today Show parade or whatever, changed my life in 1998 or something.
That's
amazing.
Immediately got the CD, immediately memorized every song on the album.
Oh, so good.
Did you have frosted tips at one point?
You know what? I did, but they never came out frosted because my hair was so dark that the dye always made it come out some like copper color.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And you went with Sporty Spice.
I went with Sporty.
Seems to fit the brand.
Yes. She was my favorite at the time. I think as an adult, I would go with, what's her name? Victoria Beckham.
Yeah. Posh.
Posh. Yeah. As an adult, I'd probably sway towards her. But yeah, Sporty Spice when I was a kid, for sure.
And Sondheim over Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, Sondheim 100 times over again, no doubt. I just saw The Company revival before Broadway closed, and it was like jaw-dropping.
Do you have a favorite Sondheim?
Piece or song?
What?
Like
a favorite actual show or a favorite song?
Both. We got the time.
I guess I'll go with Children Will Listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the piece itself, I think I'll have to go with Company because I loved the show at one point, and then now seeing it again, like, gave me that alive feel. Gave me that alive feeling inside of just like living.
Dude, you're doing my job for me, making these. Yeah, it's beautiful. So favorite exercise?
Yeah, thruster, I said, because it involves a squat into a press. There's also an element of holding the weights in what we'd call a front rack position, which really challenges your core and trunk at the same time. And if you do it quickly enough, it could also have like a cardio aspect. So it's really versatile. That's why that's probably my favorite.
And then best song for lifting.
Yeah. Welcome to the Jungle has been a go-to because of the intro. So if I was ever doing like a big lift where I was maxing out while playing football, there's this moment where it goes dun, 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 dun. And then the vocalist says, cha, and then it just, you know, explodes. That's when I would like unrack, and then right when it would open up into the beginning of the song, I'd start the rep. But I also said Pentatonics.
Yes, you did.
For some reason, Dog Days Are Over in particular. Man, that gets me going. I don't know the vocalist name that's the tenor of the group, but he always gets me amped up.
Cool. Those are good ones. Do you guys, well, you guys do, both for the stage of the two, you have favorite kind of like one or two songs that really stand out to you when you work out?
You guys, Fortune Favors the Brave has been my go-to workout song.
Nice.
All of quarantine, I've just been working out to Aida or podcasts.
Oh, right. I have to revisit Aida. I have to get back to that.
That's smart.
Kevin?
I have been listening to... the Catherine of Aragon song from Six.
Mm.
That's a really good one to work out to. Or I've been really into the Carrie Underwood Champion song, right? Like recently, that she did with Ludacris, because I think that's the most ridiculous pairing ever, Carrie Underwood and Ludacris. But it's just, it's really great. Yeah.
And then we have your song for running is Running.
Yeah. As we're talking, I'll just pull it up later on and I can tell you the artist.
Yeah, sure. Let's skip some of these and go down to
skip some of your awful answers.
No. let's talk about, you said you wanted to explain your spirit animal.
Oh yeah, dog. My dog right now is chewing on a bone. so a saying I'll use a lot is like, you have to be like a dog on a bone. And there's, for some dogs, there's no pulling that bone out of that dog's mouth. There's no getting it to stop from chewing. It's truly resilient and just unwavering in its pursuit to chew that bone. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's why my spirit animal is a dog, because I just like to think that, you know, I'm always passionately pursuing things in an unwavering manner.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then let's skip to.
I love when your dog makes an appearance in like some of the video explanations for some of the workouts.
Yeah.
Like just in the bottom corner, you'll see a dog walk around the corner.
The song Running is by Friction and Rafaela.
Cool.
So if you want to look at that, it's actually a legit song.
Cool. And then the last one we'll talk about is. Best advice you ever got. Who was that from? Why is that one the one that popped to your head first?
Yeah, you know, it pops in my head because I use it the most with my current clients and Bill for the fam. So hopefully for Kimberly and Kevin, sounds familiar. I think it really started back in college with my professor and now best friend. That was my voice teacher, David Bankston. And You Are Where You Are is just basically saying, like, you can't get any further behind or ahead than where we are. It's just about being in the present moment. And all we can really take care of is the now. So what are we going to do right now to either change what the circumstance is or to continue it forward? And a lot of the times when training people, especially when they're just starting out, a lot of frustrations or habits or just barriers will arise. And you just have to remind them that, like, hey, we are where we are. You've laid this foundation for yourself for X amount of years, months, or weeks, or whatever. And now we have to just do what it takes to move forward.
Cool. On that note, let's play our first game.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of similar, but not.
Cool.
But now that I feel like we've had some practice.
Well, now we know the trainer.
Yeah, exactly. We've trained for this now. a game called Cabin Fever.
Cool.
And we're going to play tournament style. So we'll go in pairs, and the winner of those rounds will face off at the end.
Okay.
And it's basically a try not to laugh challenge. Okay. So you'll do word association, just one word back and forth. The first person to laugh loses.
Okay.
The person that doesn't laugh wins. So try and make each other laugh by saying the most outrageous things.
Got it.
But silly. So it'll be me and Kevin and then Brian and Joe.
Okay.
And I guess start with theater terms. Because okay, that's where we are. Kevin, would you like to go first? Me and you.
Okay. Theater terms.
Straight.
Dance belt.
Pointed feet.
Okay. Ensemble.
Mo.
Okay. Ingenue.
Kristen.
I'm not sure if you froze or not.
No, yeah, I'm trying to think where to go from Kristen. Tony.
Maria.
damn it, I'm not supposed to laugh, right?
There you go, yeah.
Well done, Kimberly.
Great. All right, Brian and Joe.
Sure. Joe, you want to start? Pick a random word.
Yeah. Intermission.
Ice cream.
Double whiskey on the rocks.
Damn, that was funny. I don't know why. Because you get ice cream at intermission in London.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Well, you can buy it.
That would be fabulous.
What if you don't finish it in time? Come here.
It's very cold.
I have an awful finish it in time story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just interrupt the game?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so my high school choir teacher's husband planned a New York trip with his son to come see an opera at the Met. It's leaving me now which one it was. It doesn't matter. But he couldn't come, so he gave me the tickets, and I felt obligated to go because I didn't want him to go to waste. So I went by myself, and I was like, there's no intermission, so I'm going to need some alcohol to get me through this. So I ordered two double whiskeys, thinking that I could just go in with them, you know?
Yeah.
First off, the tab was $103. Second, I was then informed that in the opera, you may not bring drinks into the house. So I had to drink $103 worth of whiskey in like less than 5 minutes.
Wow. How was that opera?
It was still painful.
That's okay, Joe. So it's me and you to win the game.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to start?
Sure.
Playbill.
Audience.
Apron.
Beetlejuice.
Fans.
Newsies.
Tommy Bracco.
Cheese.
Popcorn.
Butter.
Hairspray.
Laura.
Benanti.
Ice cream.
London.
Intermission.
Entre-act.
Horns.
Percussion.
Jimmy.
Ah, Jimmy wins.
Do I know a drummer?
Jimmy.
Sure, someone named Jimmy probably.
Wait, what was that called, Kimberly?
Cabin Fever.
Love it.
Because I feel like that's just my mind at all times right yes. now. It's just like the couch, blue sky.
Like, that was great. So
Joe, can we talk about how you basically were like Troy Bolton in high school?
Yeah.
Did you get your head in the game?
I did, without getting my head in Hairspray in High School Musical. I never was really a High School Musical fan.
That's fine.
Yeah, so talk more about that and kind of how Troy Bolton became built for the stage.
Yeah. I grew up.
That's what Troy's doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could.
This is the best Troy Bolton fan fiction.
Totally. High School Musical 4, Troy becomes built for the stage trainer.
Yep.
I grew up a three-sport athlete. The best part of the story basically happens in the seventh grade, where my middle school girlfriend convinces me to quote unquote try out for the school play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Much Ado About Nothing, the Shakespeare play. And my girlfriend was not cast in the show, and I was. And the only reason I did the show was to be with my little seventh grade girlfriend. So you have this three sport athlete jock in a Shakespeare play wearing tights without his girlfriend and hating every minute of it.
You have the mustache for it now.
I played Balthasar.
Nice.
I still remember that. But the play was over and I was done with theater forever. And then one of the people I always attest to changing my life is Kelly Scourge, my middle school and choir teacher. And she sat me down during a choir study hall and was like, Joe, we're doing Guys and Dolls Jr. in the spring. And I think you really should do it. Give it one more chance. And I did. And that was it. I loved it. The next year I played the lead in eighth grade and then the lead from then on out. I still played three sports the whole time.
Wow.
Wow.
My coaches.
He played fours.
Yeah, right?
Theater's a sport.
Yeah. My coaches were amazing. First off, I said this in a previous interview that I owe so much to my high school in Canfield, Ohio, because their drama program was heavily poured into and invested in not only money, but just people's hearts. Mm-hmm. So we always had great opportunities to perform multiple times throughout our school years. And then my coaches were amazing. Another good story is I was playing Curly in Oklahoma my sophomore year, and it was the winter time, and we were doing baseball practice in our basketball gym because the weather was still, you know, poor in Ohio. So we were doing pitching practice. And then at the same time, a girl from the auditorium would run to the basketball court and tell me my scene was coming up. And then I would run to the auditorium and do my scenes as Curly. And then they would then move on to like either maybe an all ensemble or an all female scene with Lori. And then I'd run back to the gym and continue baseball practice. And multiple things like that happened throughout high school where my baseball, football, and basketball coaches were so generous to like work with me on being in theater and sports.
I feel like that's unheard of.
I know. Did you ever like mess up and like throw a fastball at Aunt Eller or like try and do a with like the batter?
Yeah, I kind of forget where you were at the time. Yeah. Yeah, it really was special. And if I can just kind of elaborate a little bit more, like that's kind of the heart of Built for the Stage, is that in high school and in college, I tried to be an advocate of like marrying the two worlds together, even socially, where I was respected in sports and in theater. So I was able to really kind of put down that wall between the jocks and the artists of the school. Mm-hmm. And one of my goals in Built for the Stage is a lot of the times clients will come to me unsure or uncomfortable about training in some type of public fitness facility. So once again, it's kind of been my goal to just bust down those walls per se to make actors and performers comfortable in a fitness setting.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sure. So you say that you're respected in both worlds. Are you also respected in Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin?
Kevin's corner.
You know what? I have to admit that when I was thinking of starting a podcast before they were quote unquote big or popular a few years ago, I can remember vividly walking in front of, it's called Athens Park in Astoria, listening to this random podcast called Broad Wasted, because I was searching in my podcast app, like Broadway podcast, and you were one of the first ones, and all this harmonizing, all these games, like I'm like, these guys are fun. These guys are cool. So I was, you know, I kept listening, and now here I am.
No. And we still Kevin's don't corner. Know what we're doing.
Secret.
So, Joe, you are now in Kevin's corner, which is a really smart corner of the world where I have three highly researched questions for you, all based on Wikipedia research I did. So we'll see where these questions go, and you'll see how smart I am. All right, so I'll start with question one. Your name is Joe. Just like Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo, the nickname of Joe Hardy, the persona that the fictional middle-aged real estate agent Joe Boyd becomes in the classical musical Damn Yankees. I was literally gobsmacked when I found out that Shoeless Joe is actually based on a real person, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and then even more astounded to find out that Shoeless Joe Jackson plays a huge role in Field of Dreams, a great film where James Earl Jones gives an incredible monologue about baseball, and a guy who plays Kevin Costner's dad at the end is actually really hot. Really hot. He's like surprisingly hot. It's like you just don't expect that. Hot Pink, however, is the second studio album by American rapper and singer Doja Cat. that produced six singles entitled Juicy, featuring Tyga, thank you, Bottom Bitch, Rules, Cybersex, Say So, and Like That. So my question is, what board game or card game are you insanely good at, and why?
Board game or card game? I'm really good at Texas Hold'em. And Ooh. In high school and college, I played a lot, yeah.
Like for money?
Yeah.
All right.
For Pogs?
I'll tell another story. For hilarious. Pogs, I was into Pogs for a hot second when I was, I don't know, 10 or 11. What a crazy idea. Who would have ever thought that? How would you ever think that you'd make money off that?
Yeah, I know.
It's like the same thing with the kids now that have those like spinny things that they play with.
Yep.
What are those called?
The fidget spinners?
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. You need to grab one from my husband's dresser for you?
Hilarious. Yeah, it's
what's your poker story?
My story is from high school where, you know, I'm playing three sports and theater, so God knows I don't have a job. So my parents, you know, would give me money for doing odds and ends stuff, or they just give me money. And I would pocket it and use it for the buy-in for the Texas Hold'em. And one time I lied where I was at, and my parents, the devils that they are, drove to where I said I would be and I wasn't, and then ended up passing up another friend's house and saw where I was at and knew I was there playing cards with their money. And let's just say it didn't end well for me that day.
I do not have a good poker face, so I do not play poker. Next question. Your name is Joe, just like Mighty Joe Young, a 1998 American adventure film based on the 1949 film of the same name about a giant mountain gorilla brought to a wildlife preserve in LA by a young woman who raised him and a zoologist to protect him from the threats of poachers until one sees Joe seeks Joe in order to get his revenge. That's the sentence. Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, however, is a fast-paced punk band with hardcore influences based in Manchester, United Kingdom, who split up at the end of 2018. Also in 2018, a study was conducted on extant arthropods, mainly insects and spiders, living around the resinous tree Hymenia varicosa in the Ioland coastal forest of Madagascar, and trapped by the resin produced by this tree species, as well as biodiversity of the entire forest. So my question is, what is an action film that you think would make the best musical on Broadway, and why?
Oh, woof.
And you can't use Rocky, because it already happened.
Yeah, I know. it's so tough, because everything's like full of car chases and things that would be so tough to do on the stage. What would I want to be in? How about that? I think they could make like classic James Bond into a musical.
Ooh.
Cause like, I think there's an element of sophistication there that it didn't have to be so much about the action all the time.
Explosions and yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Brian's been rewatching all the James Bond films.
I have been. Yes.
Oh, so this was,
we are currently watching, we just finished Moonraker, so we're on For Your Eyes Only. So we're,
but there's a big dance number about,
can we make Field of Dreams into a musical? Because
yeah,
I think we are, or they're gonna, thank you.
They should. That would be an incredible musical
for sure.
Field of Dreams is like mozzing the best
World League of Their Own.
Yeah, that too. Whether you like baseball or not, like you will love League of Their Own or Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah. But
like Field of Dreams, you could definitely do without any more baseball than just two people playing catch on stage. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
It's like Lombardi, when they did Lombardi.
Yes.
I mean, you would need some pieces of it because, like, the whole Moonlight Graham sequence has to be a game for him to choose between the game and crossing back over the line. But you could, but it's not like a fast paced basketball musical or football. Yeah, like,
you don't have to see certain shots and things.
For sure.
All right, question three.
I have this. I'm going to watch Field of Dreams tonight. I have it. So
nice. Perfect.
I have to watch it.
Have the outline for us. Okay.
and then tell us what they musicalized.
Yeah.
I just did that with Mrs. Doubtfire last week with my wife. I have Casey Garvin, one of my clients, and Mrs. Doubtfire. So the whole time we watched it, we were playing the guessing game of like,
sure.
What part of the song?
Yeah, this would be the perfect time that they're going to do a song right now.
Can you imagine if Norm Lewis played the James Earl Jones part? There was some like beautiful song about baseball, like that
whole big time
turned into a giant ballad at the end.
And then there'd be something like a whole Moonlight Graham ballad or something like that.
And his wife would have some kind of like "I'm here for you" like song, like supporting him over the phone.
Oh, 100%. And there's like a fun like Montage Road, like Buddy Road song.
Oh yeah, there's totally a song when like young Archie Graham keeps making him like throw the ball at him
because
he keeps like winking.
Yes.
Like there's definitely a song about that where he like is like being cheeky about winking. Oh my god, this would be amazing.
Okay, so you know this whole thing of like Shakespeare wrote masterpieces during quarantine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is day one of my writing of
Field
of
Yeah, but Shakespeare didn't have Netflix and lights.
I love that. And lights. All right, question three. Your last name is Roscoe, just like the first name of Jamaican bassist Roscoe G, who has played with the English band Traffic and played bass in the house band of Harold Schmidt's various late night TV shows on German television from 1996 to 2014.
Oh.
The 2014 worst films were honored at the 35th annual Golden Raspberry Awards, where Michael Bay won the worst director for Transformers Age of Extinction, Kirk Cameron won the worst actor for Saving Christmas, and Cameron Diaz won worst actress for both of her roles in The Other Woman and the film Sex Tape.
Both of them.
Tape bias, however, is the term for two techniques, AC bias and DC bias, that improve the fidelity of analog tape recorders. DC bias is obviously the addition of direct current to the audio signal, and AC bias is clearly the addition of an inaudible high-frequency signal to the audio signal. Duh. Mm-hmm. So my question is, what is one inanimate object you have strong sentimental feelings for and therefore will always have a spot in your apartment or house for life?
I have a non-functioning phone.
Like a cell phone or like an old phone?
Well, this video is going to be on somewhere.
Rib store.
Ooh.
So my grandfather and grandma, they just passed away. So not to be morbid or whatever.
No.
This is their phone from their home in Canfield, and it's amazing.
Yes. Wow.
So cool. It's like
the
The
old rotary phone.
The rotary phone. Yeah. But like that's
cool.
Like,
and then they still have this. I still have like the piece of paper they have taped with the fire department's phone number on top of it.
Oh my god, that's incredible!
Yeah,
that may be the best answer to any Kevin's Corner question.
I know that was really good.
And a visual.
And a visual, yeah. And that's been Kevin's Corner. Well done.
That was awesome. So
you forgot about Roscoe the bed bug dog, Kevin.
Oh, right. We try not to talk about bed bugs as much as possible.
No, good God.
Don't. That's another story. Don't even start.
All New Yorkers have one of those stories. Can you talk about the awesome stuff you're doing with Bill for the Stage for the Actors Fund right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so exciting. Like, literally the saving grace of my sanity during these quarantine times.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this all really started in like mid-March. I know that we started getting hints of like, be careful and caution and yada, yada. But mid-March was really when the oh crap factor happened. And like gyms were shutting down and things like that. So I knew that when the gym shut down and then Broadway shut down and then everything shut down, I knew that my clientele being actors would be just heavily devastated, basically, because if they were in a show, they now were not in a show. And if they weren't in a show, most likely they were like a waiter or a temp or whatever, you know, for their survival job. And then they're not that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately pivoted and discounted our rate so that people could still afford to get training, you know, so that they didn't just give up on it and say, I can't afford this, I lost my job. And then as we kept going, as far as like, you know, telling people about the brand on social media, there came a point where I was still focusing on the business instead of focusing on my loved ones or others. And I just thought and felt that in this crazy time, you could either focus on building your brand instead of building a bank.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I was like, even though we discounted all our prices, we were just keeping our head above water barely, but good enough to like pay all of our expenses as a business. So at that point, I decided to donate 100% of all of our incoming money to the Actors Fund. And that's not profit, it's like, it's everything. So the discounted price for subscriptions, it's only $8, which is beyond a steal. I'll say that just because, you know, it is no matter who the trainer is. I'm gonna move over here because of the light. So it's $8. And so far we have 110 people that signed up in 2 weeks.
Wow.
So it's $880 that will monthly be going to the Actors Fund, which is really exciting because it's $880 to the fund, but it's also people getting fitness and something for themselves at the same time. So our new goal right now is 200, which would allow us to give $1,600 a month to the Actors Fund. So we're really excited about it. And like I was saying with the anxiety and all that stuff, focusing on just bettering others' situations, has just been so, a gift, I'll say. It's been a gift for us to just step back and just focus on how we can help instead of, you know, how we can just continue to go about our normal business.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's in the community response. It's been, you know, so uplifting, and my clients have been so great about helping spread the word. And yeah, people are getting coached. They're getting fitness. I'm getting to meet a lot of new people, like Kimberly and Kevin know that, you know, just messaging through the app or interacting on a daily basis is cool. It's awesome to get connected to the theater community during this time.
And remind people after hearing this where they can find you again.
Yeah, the best way to find us is on our social media, on Instagram at Built for the Stage. And if you're interested in contributing to the Actors Fund and also seeing what Built for the Stage is all about, the link is right in the bio to participate in the $8 coaching. It's $8 a month, and there is no catch or commitment. So the cool thing about this too is that, you know, people might think like, oh, it's just a sales tactic, whatever, but there's no commitment to the subscription. So when this is all over and subscriptions go back to a normal price, whenever I see fit, I can talk about that in a second. They at any point can say, you know, I'm good. I love my time with you and contributing to Actors Fund, but I'd like to end my subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can. No commitment, no fee, nothing. So there is no like catch or extra hidden thing that's about this.
I liked your use of see fit.
Yeah, so
again, doing it all for me. I love it.
Yeah, so so another thing about this whole thing, the quarantine and the shutdown, is like the sad part about it is that when things quote unquote go back to normal,
mm-hmm.
it still won't be normal, because a lot of people that are financially hurting are not just going to magically recover instantly when people say, okay, the doors are opened up again.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be some transitional period there that I definitely will be in open communications with my clients about, and just making sure that they're taken care of.
That's awesome. This is also wonderful. I know Built for the Stage firsthand from Kevin and Kimberly has kind of changed everything. So, I'll let them talk to that, but like, this is so awesome.
Like, and I know, like Joe said, like that it's a steal right now at $8, but like the support, the program, the epic change that it's had on my life is a steal at like any price, that you, especially like the normal price. It's like $8 is just like unbelievable and unheard of. But like, this is such a really incredible program that allows you to kind of take charge of your own like fitness journey in your life, and not do it by yourself. And I can't say enough good things about this program. Really, if anyone has any interest in trying to get in shape, they should jump on this as soon as possible.
Thanks, jumping jacks on it.
Jump jacks.
Now there are like three options a day for like what you could possibly have in your house.
Yeah.
It's been my whole day of like, all right, what 2 square feet in my apartment can I do work with today?
Well, yeah. On that note, let's play another game.
Okay.
Game.
Yeah.
Game.
Another internet scavenger hunt game.
Yes.
Everyone has their phones.
Yes.
I do.
This is, again, mostly a test of how good your Wi-Fi is at this point. But I have a few prompts of things to find on the internet. Most of these are like find the funniest or like the best blank.
Okay.
When you have it, just let us know that you have it. You can each, and then everyone will present what they've found.
Cool. Sure. Okay.
We'll start small. You could all just find the best knock knock joke.
Oh.
Okay. The best knock knock joke.
Hey Siri, find me the best knock. Who's there?
Is Siri telling you a knock knock joke?
Yeah, she said alpaca. What does that mean? I don't even. I'm ignorant.
Well, what's the response to alpaca who?
I was so confused by it, I forgot to say alpaca who. Hey Siri, tell me a good knock knock joke.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Wouldn't she?
Wouldn't you who?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh my god.
She also said at the end, you missed it probably, she said, ha ha.
That's amazing.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who?
What are you, an owl?
Oh.
The one I found is knock knock.
Who's there?
Honeybee.
Honeybee who?
Honeybee or deer, get me a beer.
Speaking of the Harry Potter client, we need James Snyder here because he's all about dad jokes.
All right.
So who wins? Me? All right, I'll take 2 points.
No.
All vote on who wins. I like series.
I got a good one.
Oh, okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobel.
Nobel who?
Nobel, that's why I knocked.
Oh, wait, that was good too.
She's a good one.
I think either one of Joe's is.
Yeah,
is
I think great. Joe wins that round.
Cool. Yeah. My lamp died. Cool.
I was thinking
now I'm red.
Bell. I was thinking Bell, like Beauty and the Beast Bell. So it took a bit.
I was thinking like Nobel Prize.
Right.
Oh yeah, I was too. Okay, your next task. Find an Elphaba meme.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I think I found the obvious one, but I think we'll start with that one.
Okay, Brian, you show yours first and explain it for the podcast audience.
I mean, it's coming up, but it's May.
That is a good one.
That's
You'll be hearing this when it is May, so.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. Welcome to May. So mine is Elphaba singing It's May.
It's May.
Okay.
That is the one that I found on Internet Scavenger Hunt. We need a theme song for this one. If you want to find...
I think that was it.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Internet Scavenger Hunt.
Internet Scavenger Hunt. No, no, no.
What do you got, boys? Lizzie?
I found one that's just a picture of Idina Menzel with, like, making, like, her big belt face. And it just says, LOL, gravity.
Yeah. That's so stupid. I love it.
So bad.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Joe, what'd you find?
It's inappropriate. I can't. I'll have to tell you guys after the show. here's a good one. It's not Elphaba, but it's the Wicked Witch. It says, "Wants to defy gravity, dies."
I'm voting for Kevin's. That one really got me.
I'll also vote for Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin's was good.
That one really got me. That was good.
Okay, next.
Yes.
Find your favorite drink recipe.
Oh, I did favorite drink recipe.
Yeah, find the world's favorite drink recipe, right?
Okay, I found mine.
All right. Okay. What is it, Kev?
It's a classic margarita recipe with like tequila, Cointreau, fresh lime, and a salt rim.
Beautiful.
I typed in old fashioned. That's what I like to either make or... I love ordering old fashions at different restaurants to kind of see what their take on it is.
Yeah.
And now I really want one.
I've started binging New Girl from the beginning. And do you remember the episode where Cece learns how to bartend?
Yes, I do, actually.
And like, this customer ordered an old fashioned and you gave them soup with a peanut.
Oh, I love that. I miss them. Those are my TV.
Joe, did you find a recipe?
I'm boring because I'm copying Brian because it was an old fashioned. Nothing out of the ordinary, just right off the top of my head. Like, I'm a pretty simple guy, so old fashioned it is.
Do you like, do you have a specific preference about your old fashioned? Like more sugar? You love a lot of orange peel? Do you like rye versus bourbons?
Bourbon always. And I like a heavy dose of cherries.
Mm. Like the brandy soaked cherries or just straight maraschino?
The brandy soaked.
Mm.
The darker ones.
Like drooling?
Yeah.
I don't have any whiskey in my house, I don't think.
We have Jameson and Bullet.
Mm. I have Wild Turkey.
Oh, I do like Wild Turkey.
Yeah.
We still have the Hudson Maple Rye.
You still have the Hudson Maple?
Yeah, it's so good.
Ellis.
All right.
Okay, well, I guess Kevin wins because you guys tied.
Fair.
I like that.
Kevin again?
Yes.
Well, why not? Okay, the next one is your favorite picture of a woman eating a salad and laughing. I don't know if you're familiar with this trend.
I'm not.
I just saw something yesterday. It was on Sarah Meal's story.
There's like whole Instagram accounts just devoted to like stock images of women just eating salads and laughing.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
All right, Kevin, what did you find?
I found one
just
that is like
an just, image, or does it have to be?
It could be an image. Doesn't have to be.
Collection of women.
Oh, it's all of them.
A collage.
Okay, I have one. I better win. It's a meme. Did you know every 14 minutes a woman chokes to death from laughing while eating salad?
I found this old lady eating artichokes out of a bowl.
Very serious.
Very serious. That's her laughing. She came from a time when they didn't laugh.
I'm going to go with Joe gets the salad.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
There's a
wait, do you want a women laughing with salad mini skirt?
Oh my god.
No, I do not.
Okay,
so Kevin and Joe are tied right now. So the winner, if it breaks the tie of the next round, will get to pick the final scavenger hunt for all of us.
Okay.
And then I get to play too. This quarantine has been about how do I also play the games?
Do you want me to drop out of this so it's just head to head?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So the next one is to find me a TikTok dance about Carol Baskin.
Oh.
They exist on YouTube and Google. You don't have to be on TikTok.
I made a TikTok oh God, you have to turn your sound down.
Wait, did you know there was a meme? While you guys are looking, there's a meme that, or a picture of a Baskin Robbins somewhere put up on like their sign, like the board that says Baskin Robbins, no relation to Carol Baskin.
Really?
Yeah. It really got me.
I did a Coach Joe Exotic impression on my TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna follow you on TikTok now.
Right.
Okay, I found one. I don't know if you can see this.
We'll try.
But we'll try.
Carol Baskin killed her husband. Mm-hmm.
This is nuts.
This is my favorite trend on TikTok.
TikTok is a whole world that I don't understand.
Well, I'll show you my face.
All right. Joe, what do you got?
Does it have to be someone as Carol, or can it be someone as Joe Exotic as well?
No, Kevin's was of Joe's dancing and singing about Carol.
Yeah, he was doing the Savage Carol Baskin thing.
Have you all seen the Jessica Bombs?
Here's a great fellow, maybe theater artist with some amazing stage makeup. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always set. Ready.
Carol.
Whoa.
That's really good.
Wow.
I think that one wins.
I'm voting for Joe.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Who is that?
What were you saying about Jessica Vosk?
Have you seen Jessica Vosk did a Carol Baskin song and Joe Exotic song? It's her and the lead guy from Pentatonix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually really good. It's the two of them, like, Dear Carol Baskin and, like, Dear Joe Exotic. And
I'll
like,
tell you right now, if you had told me before this episode that we would be talking about Pentatonix a lot, I don't know if I would believe you. Who's the lead singer is, I'm looking it up, Scott Hoying?
Yes.
Is that him?
Yes.
Okay, so Joe won that round.
Yeah!
So Joe gets to pick a something that we all have to try to find.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to pick something on the phone now?
No, yeah. You pick us something to scavenge for on the internet.
Yeah, on the internet. find me a funny impersonation of either Donald Trump or Barack Obama.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I got one.
Barack Obama. I'm running for president. It's class president.
Okay, here we go. These guys. So these two gentlemen are currently on season 28 of The Amazing Race, which is all social media influencers and things like that. And these two brothers, here, I'll play this for you. This is, here we go.
So my brother thinks he's Barack Obama. I'm running for president. was high school.
So his brother does an incredible Barack Obama impression, and he's basically saying that he's running for class for president. He's a class president. That's
got mine. Got it.
Makes me laugh every time. Actually doesn't, because I didn't laugh, but I think it's a very good impression, and the first time I saw it, it really got me. The timing is very funny in that one.
I just found a really good picture of Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump.
Always good. And Joe, Kimberly?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Okay. What do we have here?
It's people with cartoon faces.
Okay.
Thank you. It's just a TikTok audio.
Great.
I'll pick any of them for you.
I stacked the deck on. Okay,
you stacked the deck on this one.
Yeah, I stacked the deck on this one. You guys have to follow him on TikTok. It's Hey Berg, HeyBerg. Hey Berg.
You're so cute. I could lock you up. You farted and it smells bigly bad. Maybe we'll do a walk. Walk, tremendous walk.
This is. I can't see. It says if Donald Trump got a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, well. That brings us to the end of our episode.
Aww.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, guys.
We really appreciate it. Again, go check them out. Built for the Stage. They're doing some amazing things in May that it is worth trying out. Just dipping your toe in that. As you heard Kevin speak before and Kimberly, it just kind of transformed the way, not only the way they work out, but their lives in general. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us. You know, all the boys want to come and play, snap my fingers, and they obey. Why do they follow me around all day? Watch me while I walk away. That's Bend and Snap.
Yeah.
From Legally Blonde, that is our quote of the day. Sneaking it in there for the quote. You can follow us at Broadwasted on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Spotify as well as iTunes. You can find Built for the Stage on Spotify, iTunes, and the Broadway Podcast Network. Review us there. Five stars please.
And thank you.
For both podcasts. Well, thank you so much, Joe. We really appreciate you taking the time. Again, check out Built for the Stage. But as we end every episode, we raise a glass.
Raise a glass.
Empty glasses.
Mine's not empty because Jay refilled it.
Oh, I did see his hand sneak in there. we raise our glasses and we say, Zoot-doo-wop. Cheers. Thank you, Joe, so much. It's really nice to see you. And check out Built for the Stage, everyone.
Do it.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.